Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery. Dr. Brent calls surgery.
Didn't.
She didn't.
But now she does use Does.
Now Mrs. Callahan knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best. It does everything. But time was when Mrs. Callahan didn't know that. Oh, how she used to dread wash day.
Honestly, nobody could have a tougher wash. Such greasy black overalls. How'll I ever get them clean? Such dirty towels. How'll I ever get them white? And look at all those colored rayons I'll have to fuss with.
Then Mrs. Callahan changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now she knows Does, the new kind of soap, does best. She knows Does does everything in the wash. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. For nice colors, greater safety. Now when wash day comes around, Mrs. Callahan says,
what a difference Does make. Why, those work clothes come clean with never a bit of hard scrubbing. And my towels are just the whitest white I've ever seen on the wash line.
Well, there's no such thing as a soap that gets tough dirt out easier or towels whiter than Does.
No more worry about those pretty colored pieces either. Does these are so bright.
Does extra safety really means longer life to colors. There's no denying does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
Does best. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Although only a small section of the general public is aware of it, doctors do a vast amount of reading. Not novels, not biographies, not short stories in slick paper magazines, not poetry in thin paper-covered volumes. Required reading for men in the medical profession are pamphlets. It's from these that doctors throughout the country learn of the achievements or accomplishments of a new medicine, a new form of treatment, a new method of procedure. At 2:30 in the afternoon, Dr. James Brent is seated behind the desk in his private office. The number of pamphlets on the desk before him reveal that instead of eating lunch, Dr. Brent reads. He is still reading, in fact, when Judith Evans, his sister-in-law, enters the outer office and receives permission from the nurse to knock at Jim's door.
Yes? Come in.
Jim?
Judith. Hello.
May I pay a visit?
Well, I should say so. Close that door and come over here and sit down.
Well, are you surprised to see me?
More happy than surprised.
Oh, you sound as though you actually mean it.
I do. In fact, I've been thinking a great deal about you lately. About you and Bill.
That's why I'm here, but I suppose you gathered as much.
Well, I didn't figure it was purely a social call.
You're busy, aren't you, Jim?
No, not really. What's on your mind?
Jim, I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end.
You shouldn't be, Judith.
I've worried so much about Bill, and I'm beginning to feel...
You won't accomplish anything by worrying. It never helps.
Well, what does help, Jim? I don't know what to think about Bill. It's very easy for you to tell me to stop worrying about him, but Jim, he's my husband. And when someone you love is in the sort of state that Bill is, well...
I know, Judith. I...
It's a terrible thing to ask, but this has been on my mind so much that...
What?
Well, Jim, isn't there a chance of his getting better?
Well, of course there is, Judith.
But he's been there so long.
I know.
It seems that he went into Wiley years ago, not months ago.
Oh, it hasn't been so long. For cases like that, it's been a comparatively short time.
Oh, I miss being with him. It's almost like a nightmare when I think we're both in the same city at last. That Bill's home from the Navy, but that he isn't home. But I can stand that, Jim. What's so difficult is his attitude.
That's always the most important part of any illness, Judith. The patient's attitude.
Well, Bill's is very bad. He's in such a muddle. He's confused, ashamed.
What does he have to be ashamed of? Has he told you?
No, but I can read between the lines. It's because he's mentally ill instead of physically ill. He feels as though it's a sign of weakness. He almost acts as if he's disgraced me.
Yes, I know he's building up a beautiful guilt complex about something.
I'm sure that's what it is. He feels guilty over his condition.
I wish it were as simple as that.
Well, isn't it?
Oh, too many people consider mental illness something to be ashamed of, Judith. There's no more reason for a soldier or sailor to be ashamed of being mentally sick than there is of being ashamed because he came back wounded.
I wish you'd tell him that.
I will pretty soon. You see, this whole idea is just a carryover of the old business of hiding the fact that someone in the family needed medical attention because they were psychoneurotic. Remember, you've heard stories of families getting together and deciding to tell their friends that Aunt Mary was visiting friends in California and would be gone indefinitely?
When all the time Aunt Mary was at a sanitarium a few miles out of town.
That's it.
Well, of course I've heard stories like that. You don't know what it does to me, Jim. Right now, some of my supposedly understanding friends suggest in the nicest, most confidential ways that I stop mentioning to people what's the matter with Bill.
I'm sure they do. And I'm sure that they sincerely believe that they're doing the right thing for your good and for Bill's.
They say, look, darling, take my advice. What people don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what they say. And their good intentions only serve to make everyone have the wrong conception of this problem and everything it represents. Now, Judith, from now on, why don't you listen to what I tell you instead of those well-meant bits of advice, huh?
All right, Jim, but...
Now, the first thing you can do is to change your own attitude toward this problem you've been carrying around.
But I...
Let me do the talking.
I'm sorry.
Now, even though you poo-poo all the things those people say, some of it's bound to sink in and have its effect on you.
Well, I... Well, maybe you're right.
You'll forgive me, Judith, but I don't think there's any doubt about it. I am right. And one patient from a family's enough. I'm not looking for any more.
Well, there have been times when I thought I...
Well, you forget about those times. There's no point in your thinking that way again. Hospitals are crowded these days, Judith. We need the space. Which reminds me, I don't think you're taking up too much space these days.
What do you mean?
Your weight. What is it?
I'm afraid I have lost quite a bit, Jim.
Well, that's obvious. What do you weigh?
Oh, what's the difference? I'll be able to gain it back whenever I need it.
Well, you could use it right now.
Well, I...
Judith, how'd you like to do both of us a favor?
All right.
Now, from now on, Bill is going to be my problem, not yours. Did you hear that?
I heard.
You're going to stop worrying and start living again. And to live, you'll have to eat.
Oh, but I've been eating.
Oh, yes, of course you have. A cup of coffee for breakfast, a hamburger sandwich for lunch, and a pear salad for dinner.
Oh, you're exaggerating, Jim.
Well, it must have been approximately that. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. I'm serious. I haven't been spending much time at Wiley, but from now on I will. What I told you a minute ago, that Bill was going to be my problem and not yours. Well, I mean that, Judith. I went through his case history the other day, and I think I understand his story inside and out. And believe me, it isn't a simple garden variety type, but it's miles and miles away from being serious. Now, you let me handle Bill, and you take care of yourself. And before you know it, both of you will be better. Is that fair enough?
Fair enough, Jim. I can't possibly explain how much better I feel now than when I came in.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I won't ask another question, but... Jim, I feel guilty about something, too.
You do? Well, what is it?
It doesn't seem right for me to come and bother you with my troubles when you have so many of your own now.
Forget it. One thing has nothing to do with the other.
I know how much City Hospital and working there meant to you, Jim.
Well, I did like it, but I like Wiley a great deal, too.
That doesn't make it easier.
No, it does make it easier, Judith. It was a good feeling to know that I had some place to turn to. A place that needed me as much as I needed it. That thought alone bolstered me up.
Oh, it must have been twice as hard without Carol and Janie.
Oh, I'd have to get used to being without them sooner or later.
Then there's no chance at all of starting over with Carol?
It doesn't look that way.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Jim. It's such a mistake. You both care so much for each other.
Maybe marriage needs more than love, Judith. Did you ever consider that?
Perhaps it does need more. But if two people have that to start with, they should be able to attain the other necessary ingredients.
Yes, they should, but...
Jim Brent, you're not particularly anxious to discuss that subject with me, are you?
You didn't come here to discuss it.
That's true. I'm sorry, Jim.
Now, about that husband of yours.
Well, I'll try not to worry anymore, I promise.
Good, because there's very little to worry about.
You're telling me the truth, Jim?
There's no need for you to worry, Judith.
He waited until she had gone. And then, after noting a name on the pamphlet he'd been reading prior to her arrival, he made a telephone call.
Dr. McElroy. It's Dr. James Brent speaking. Very well, thank you. And you? Good. Doctor, I have a patient out at Wiley Memorial. Psychoneurotic. Yes. Yes, from the war. Navy. Well, Thompson and Hall have tried just about everything on him, but they haven't been getting any results. Yes, a very difficult case. That's right. Well, I've just finished reading that article you did for this month's Psychiatric Journal. It's excellent. Yes, I was extremely interested in it. In fact, that's why I called. I want to get some additional information on pentothal sodium. Yes.
Now, I'm no mind reader, but I'll bet many of you have often thought, why on earth isn't something done about dishwashing? Look, when I stand here and say, does his best, does everything in your wash, I'm giving you a tip on dishwashing, too. Why, sure, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Just bring out your dishpan, and I'll show you what everything means. It includes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. It means truly fast action on grease, along with greater kindness for your hands. Better care than any other leading wash day soap gives you. Just wait till you see Does in action. See how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the second water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And watch how Does cleans up sticky frying pans, cuts grease without any hard scarring. And listen, notice how extra kind Does treats your hands, how beautifully soft and smooth it leaves them. Yes, Does your dishes, and you know does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.